was there. Remember you the Bible? How many of you are here with your notebooks, your notepads? How many of that notepad was given to you from here? So I want you to look back and say thank you to the ministry team for Bible and for notepad. Let's write for say thank you. Stand. Say thank you so much for the Bible.
Remember 5 or 6 minutes where we pray.
What is the command? Yes. The platform of fellowship, yeah? For growth and transformation, yes? Is there anything for that is here? Yes, only here. You are understood. There are. What is it? You say something, say it.
This is
God. Yeah. What is it?
Prayer is God.
God's here for us, yes? Yes, it transfers between space and time. Can I say something? It increases our sensitivity. Yeah, so we touch on these different things. So I think I'll just continue from there today. Let's continue to read from there today, and then we'll see how far we can go today. Thankfully, we are meeting again on Monday, yeah?
Yes.
So we'll continue from there by the grace of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Alright, so finally, I want to add that prayer keeps your faith alive. Prayer keeps your faith alive. Okay? It keeps you from falling, keeps you from failing. Prayer keeps your faith alive. Luke chapter 22, from verse 30. Let me start from verse 28. But you are those who are continued with me in my trials. Just speaking here. And I bestow upon you the kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one upon me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes. Now, before this, if you read about Jesus, where the disciples were arguing about who will be great and all that in the kingdom. And then verse 31, and you know, just want to talk about, I'm going to give you inheritance, kind of. And then he switches and speaks and said, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you, but he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, so Jesus prayed for Peter that his faith should not fail. So prayer is a way we keep our faith from failing. If Jesus, Almighty Jesus, Messiah Jesus, had to pray for somebody's faith not to fail, then we see that it's important for ourselves and for our friends. So prayer is the way we, because like we said last week, you find that there will be things to make you doubt your faith. There will be, and the devil will keep coming up with creative means and more interesting means to make you doubt your faith. Now, I'll tell you for people that when the whole idea of what we call on social media, wokeness, maybe you know what that is. Yeah, very active on social media. But the idea is that they claim that you are enlightened, so you should question things that has been. Don't just accept things the way they are. Now, it looks very interesting, it looks very logically correct, yeah? Be able to question things, be able to do your success and never tell you. Ask why, look for other ways. Now, when that started, I told you about these people are going somewhere. If you think it's just logically correct, you find out that there is another thing they are going for. And then never started, woke. So when you say that sex is a marriage, you form woke. Why should I have sex? Why should sex be married? Why can't we have sex after marriage? Show me why I can't get married. They start questioning correct things. And then, with that person, who's that? That's their brain. And then suddenly, it's graduated into, people now begin to question, why should you call me a man? Why should you call me a boy? Did I say I'm a boy? Did I say I'm a girl? I can be we. I can be he. I can be she. I can decide that I am a she in a male body. Yeah? And then that praise just keeps continuing. But it started from something that looks personally correct. Okay, so talk about sensitivity. As Christians, not everything that looks logically correct is actually correct. There's a disguise. I'll tell you probably this too. Yeah. Anyway, you say my body, my rules. Yeah, I'm gonna put this together. My body, my rules. Well, who told you it's your body?
First Corinthians 6 said, you're giving birth to a price. So it's not your body. It is his body, his rules. It's not your body, your rules. Except you can show me when you stood in line and you pointed, give me this nose. Oh, give me this hand. I like this hand. Oh, I like long legs. Give me my leg. You chose those things yourself, and then you now wait to give on earth to come and receive them. Then you chose the receipts. So you never had a say in choosing your body. So, is it your body?
No.
It's his body's rules. But sometimes we don't realize these things, but you realize it in the place of prayer. Because these are certain things that make your faith fail. Recently, the time is a young, I didn't realize it was a young. A first teacher, like today, came to Christian Day, released a worship song for fellow Christian gays. Okay? Now, when you see things like that, you might be tempted to think, it's not so bad after all. It's not so, but your faith is failing you, it's driving you away. Because now, the devil just come and say, give me your faith. If he does that, he knows you will fight. He knows you will attack. So the best way is to hamper you, make you question what you are holding, and then succeed with something else. But when you are praying, you need a prayer, you want to make a decision. One thing is, so you're praying. So, for example, not to get I'm abusing somebody. Okay, maybe somebody will play. But I think you should have asked me to explain it to you. Now, you're praying. And then, there has been a desire in you to get a tattoo. We desire you to get a tattoo. It would be bad to be Jesus. just love. Here. And it's not bad, it's love. Yeah. I mean, the Bible says that you should write upon your heart. And you are writing upon your skin. But John 16. Any man, anytime I say, well, just show them. You can explain it. But if I ask you, do you faith in the grace of prayer? Can you tell me yes? Number two, you want to get an extra piece? Can you tell me that it was validated for me in the grace of prayer? God said, go ahead. It is not your body, people. It is not your body. Are you going to stay on this place? I think I need to. It's not your body. I remember many years ago, I was not the teenager anymore. And there was this weird feeling to do something to my head. And then I've never forgotten it before, but there was just this huge feeling. Every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to do something to my head. I feel like doing my head. Should I dye it? Should I be it? Should I? I wanted something to my head. But there was my spirit. I knew that I was doing myself. God was telling me, I don't save you. I was like, I was like, I'm blowing my head. Maybe it's airport, maybe it's how I was looking for something to my head. But there was just I kept feeling this. Hold back. I didn't realize, but one day, I was going to, one of my teachers was in breathing, and I was on the bike, I was going towards that place. And as I was going on the bike, I heard a person smiling, Where did you go? Yeah, I was going to go to where I was going. Don't be okay. I saw two of my teachers with the police. They had caught them, they said, sit down. The fact that I took my position, help me. So I took back my bike, my came back. I met the RRS guy. I know these boys. The first thing he did was look me for help to do. I just saw him saying that he was the pastor. He's listening to me. I saw him come there from my city voice.
Thank you, all of you, Pastor, all of you, to release them to me. As we're going, we are not just doing that. Do you know that? We are going to be together. You are going to
be together. We are going
together.
Do you get that? I could never ask for that a day like that would come. I could never. Even not for you, for my sake. For their sake, they would have gone to prison. They would have gone to go and taste prison because their pastor decided to not obey God and to serve his name. Boys, so it is not your body, your rules. You see a star tomorrow, you like it. These are basic things that are important. It is rules. Because every Sabbath will be your faith. The expressions, you say, hey, but the word doesn't mean anything. I can't explain my faith to the policeman. At that point, the salvation they needed was a decent person. So whether they all go and prove to you that they are a youth pastor in our church, in your phone. I mean, I could have not my phone too, because on every phone. So we are in your phone. Check out our eyes to sit down here. I don't know that I don't do. What am I saying? So this is still very irrelevant. But you can't imagine how not going that path would have saved you or somebody else. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So practice our faith helps us to keep our faith from falling. I can assure you, like I said, there will be reasons for you to doubt your faith. The world will give you reasons to doubt your faith. But in the midst of prayer, you will find that you keep getting corrections. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to emphasize what I said last week about you being in the house of prayer. One of the things I said was the fact that the kind of house you are is you are a mobile house of prayer. Okay? Which implies that you can pray anywhere. Okay? You can be on the streets, you can pray. You can be in your house, you can pray. You can be in your toilet, you can pray. You can be anywhere and you can pray. You can't have to say, I want to wait till to pray. You can pray anywhere, as case may be. Now, the reason why that is important, when we compare that you as a house of prayer to the Old Testament, okay, when compared to the temple that's why, there were certain important things that, as a house of prayer, you need to be. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I use the word be deliberately, not do. You need to be. Because you can focus so much on doing that you're not becoming. And the goal of our work with Christ is to become. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why we are called human beings, not human doing. We have to become. Did you know I can do a good person and not be a good person?
Yes.
I can do a respectful person and not be respectful. That is doing and being. Now, as a respectful person, I can mistakenly not greet you. It doesn't make me disrespectful as a person. That is action-based. But as a very good person, I can greet you. My greeting doesn't make me a respectful person. So it's that our work is about becoming and doing. So when we pray, it's not even the doing that is thing. It is the work that God is doing in our hearts through that prayer. Who are we becoming? That is what matters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, we said that prayer is one of the platforms for growth and transformation. If you're a prayer warrior, prayer machine, any day we call you, pray from 7 to 7, you don't get tired. But your tongue can keep anybody. Me, I don't use words, I just give them back to them. I'm not saying, there's something wrong with your prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're the kind of person that maybe you are sharing it, maybe you share this with the energy. If I know that when I was praying, I was sharing it. So if you are sharing it for everything, maybe it's money. Or maybe cake or something. You are sharing something with your siblings. And it's difficult for you to to give your sibling the larger portion is something of a prayer. That will be you. Yes. If your sibling, you might have, you are crying like this, there's something wrong. You're not allowing him to touch you. Because when you are praying, God is, before God, I want this God. God, light. God bless every touch light. See how you share. Why didn't you share that peace with God? You need to change that. But we say, no, Lord, deeper things. And the God said, okay, money comes to this day. Act like you're sleeping. Lord, deeper, spend your power. Show me the heavens. But who should be the heavens? He's pointing to you this day. Why? He's not particular about your doing. He's particular about your becoming. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you are not doing house of prayer. You are house of prayer. Because there's transformation in your heart going on. There's sacrifices going on in your heart. There are four kinds of sacrifices that you find in the New Testament house of prayer. One of the key ones. The Bible calls it the sacrifice of praise. Let's go to Hebrews 13. Let's go to Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13:15. Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to what is there. That's how we give. That's the sacrifice. That's one of the sacrifices we give. We want to be people that are full of thanks. So if you are constantly complaining, God has been talking to you about you need to switch to thanksgiving. You're always complaining to your parents. There's nothing they do for you that you would say a proper thank you. And then you now spend 7 hours, you lock yourself inside and say, I'm praying, nobody should stop me. 7 hours. Yet there are things that your mother had told you to do that you didn't do. What are you praying to? Praise God.
And try to
help people like this. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's not about doing. They're not saying come and do prayer. You are becoming a house of prayer. What is it? We have. English means you are become. We ask for prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go further to verse 16. But do not forget to do good. Please say, do good.
Do good.
And to share. I was talking about meat. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. So that means that every time you share something with somebody, God is glad. So every time you're praying, God, how can I please you? One clear way. Sharing the Bible. Please. God is excited. Sharing your data. God is excited. Sharing the media properly. God is happy. And doing good. So when one of that kid says, come and wash plates at 12 o'clock, and 12 o'clock is your prayer time. Except you can explain to them and they give you permission to go and pray. You are quickly first finish the good they need to do, then come on. By the way, you're entering, God is waiting for you and say, I'm still looking at it. Don't go to sleep.
Yeah.
You don't have to first break through the strongholds of people. It's just enter and there's a welcome gladness that even you would experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, you're doing good and that's it. Your sharing is a sacrifice that should continually go on in your house of prayer. Praise God. Yes. What's the first sacrifice?
Sacrifice of praise.
Thanksgiving. Second sacrifice?
Of doing good.
Of sharing things. Now, the third sacrifice, Romans 12. Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice only, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So what sacrifice is this? The sacrifice of your life, of your body. Tell them that your body is not your own. So you're a living sacrifice. The sacrifice of your life. So every time you sing songs like that, the life is not my own, to you I belong. It was rueful. Like the song that David was singing, Jane was singing. What was that song you sang? There's no, this, give me a word,
there's no
way else to go.
There's no way
else to go. There's no way I'd rather be.
There's no one
I'd rather see. Now, when you were singing that song, what was going on in your heart? Were you asking yourself that question to be sure you're sincere? Sincerely, is there no place you'd rather be than here? In his presence. She's laughing. That is how a song ministers to you. So you are singing it. There's nowhere I'd rather be. I actually want to be here. But I am here. Help me be here. That is the song ministering to you. When you don't be, there's nowhere I'd rather be. When you know, the life. There's nowhere I'd rather see. When you know, if I have to choose between being in God's presence and seeing that I don't think I'll come from the United States to do this, I'd rather be here. So songs like that are times for you to lay down your desires. It's not just for you to sing them. That's how they minister to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you are singing it. There's nowhere else to go. No. There used to be some song that I used to sing very well. Something like I've gone everywhere. Can't buy it. There's a verse that says, I have tried every other God, but I found out that God is the only God. That's the story of that song. I was singing song one day and I realized I have not tried any other God. I first came there and I said, I've never tried a God before. I've never tried to go before. So when you understand this song I'm singing, when you understand, and then can you try showing the God that relates to me? Television. So now, before the song didn't make sense to me because I was thinking in line with Songo, Ogun, Oya. But now the Holy Ghost has made me realize this song also applies to you. So when I'm singing that song, there's a new revelation and you can minister to me. Hallelujah. That's how you engage. So even your worship time is an engagement time, it's not a altar, it's not just for songs. It's actually an engagement. So some people. So when you talk about crying during worship, though there's some people that remember to but the real legitimacy is because there is a work going on in the heart. You are singing a song that says, I love you, Jesus, I love everybody. And then God is saying, you don't love me, God, you don't love me, God. You guys, I don't love me, God. And then God is working on your heart. And then, so by the time you're asking, I love you, Jesus, there's nobody I can't love, it now means something to you. Because you've experienced it. You have become forgiveness. You are no longer doing singing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when they say the real song starts when the music stops, the real worship starts when the music stops. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, sacrifice, I mentioned sacrifice in relation to thanksgiving, sacrifice of your life, of your body. And then the final one, which is still called the sacrifice of love. Sacrifice of love. First John. Let's go to the first John. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. First John 3. Verse 16. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for who? That is so, as a heart of prayer, these are the steady four, at least four steady sacrifices that you must experience. You must lay down your need for your seeding. Hallelujah. You must lay down your convenience. Start there from your home. So our prayer is not because you are doing prayer, because you now pray 12 hours straight. That's not the point. It's because you are now an embodiment of the very word of prayer. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Now, one more, the final number five, final one over here. The sacrifice of obedience. The sacrifice of obedience. The Bible says it will be better than the power of rams. What it basically means is obedience is better than doing. Are we together? So when God gives you an instruction, obey. Because sometimes you know what God wants to do, but you do everything else around that except that. God wants to apologize to someone, for example. You can go and visit them. You can buy them gifts. You can call them, send them text, but you have to apologize. You know what I'm saying? So everything we are doing is free. Free gift, give away. But that's not what God sent you. What he sent you is to apologize. So sometimes we are doing every other thing outside the particular instruction God has given us. So obedience is that is the fifth sacrifice I'm giving to you. So as the other prayer, these five sacrifices should be spent in your life. You should be giving thanks. You should be laying down your life for the brethren. You should be obeying what God is saying to you. You must spend it in these things. And then you find that you're coming.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the house of prayer. I only think of it as where God meets with humanity. You know when we explain body, soul, and spirit. Now, you as a person, you as a house, is basically God indwelling you. But we have just seen that the Holy Spirit comes to live in us. He's not just with us, he's in us. Yeah? So the Holy Spirit is living in you. So far, so it therefore implies that when God wants to meet with humans, where does he meet with you? In that is his house. In the Old Testament, you find out that it's something called the tent of meetings. It's of Moses. That is where Moses will go, and then God will meet him there. Now, even if you have a physical show of carrying this and saying, God, sit down here, be here. Most times, that conversation still happens. Hallelujah. So imagine God says, I want to come to your house. What are the things you would do? Go and clean them. Go and clean them. Because you are his carrier of him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You carry him. And then, body, soul, and spirit. From the prayers that was making, I think there's a conversation in this direction. I'm not sure. But your body, soul, and spirit too should experience cleanliness, purity, holiness. Because these are the things that the house of prayer must happen. In the Old Testament, you don't enter anyhow. It's not because God wanted to make it difficult for them. God wanted them to see how terrible sin was. That was why they had to be clean, killing stuff back to back. It was very Herculean, very serious. There's a particular way, the one you lay your hand on, the one when you cut, you carry the lamps and you wave it. Different sacrifices. Why? Because God wanted us to see how deadly sin can be. So we can't afford, as our prayer, to allow permitted in our body to our soul. God says, guard your heart with all diligence. Why? For out of it proceeds the issues of life. So you must guard your heart. The kind of things you hear. So in the conversation around with the teenagers, where you are saying, watch the music you hear. It's not because we don't like you to jam. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not because we don't like you to jam. No. It's because we know that these things can pollute your heart. And when they pollute your heart, they truncate your flow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can assure you, these songs,
I know that's pretty songs,
but these songs that I'm reading now, all the terrible songs, in 20 years from now, if you hear them, they won't have effect on you. Amen.
Amen.
These songs I used to run away from when I was younger. I started hearing some, I was already one day, I was really old school. But you have been old school jam, Cisco, it have been like that Cisco jam, one over. And the song, I was just laughing like really. You get, but this is where the song starts. I was running away from. I didn't want to hear them. They were very sensitive. But if I compare them to the things I'm hearing now, they are learning. I know that you can stay away from, but for now, it will affect on you. Stop bobbing yourself and say, I've just listened to the beat. And then this one, this particular track has good lyrics. How do you know it has good lyrics compared to the others? It has not heard the others. And then the way it is, by the time you hear one track that's nice, you want to try the next track that's nice. So it's not just because they don't want you to enjoy your life. Let me enjoy my life. No. It's because it's actually a fight between life and death. I was on a call and somebody asked the question about why is masturbation done? Why? There are medical reasons why they say it is good. One thing that I said, you see, the devil wants to kill you. He wants you dead. And masturbation will kill you. There was no, I didn't have to explain anything. See, when we realize that this battle is life or death, you realize conflicts don't argue with. You don't need an explanation. Is it death? Thank you. I'm moving on. Because if I bring a huge cake here, and then I just put a tiny poison at the corner, and then cut it and shape, use it. Just the corner, and cut it. Poison is poison, no matter the size. Poison is poison. Hallelujah. Why do you know it's poison? The idea of sometimes something has spoiled. You scrape up the road. If it's poison, you wouldn't do that. Like, I'm fine. Why? You don't want to die. That's how you will see these things that are like consequences. You don't want to die. Because they are actually great for your soul. That's the idea. That is the target. So the devil is not there, masturbating. That's not the plan. Your masturbation will not add it to the devil. Because that is just entry level. He knows where he's taking you to. Because by the time you enter with masturbation, okay, he knows where there's a plan. Gradually, of course, you know where I will follow. That's not the plan. There's still a plan. After a while, you begin to look for scriptures to validate what you're doing. It's getting close to the plan. Then you now get to a place where you realize, wow, grace has set me free.
Wow,
glory to Jesus. Grace has set me free. And then you, it's no longer an issue. Masturbation it's not about what I do, it's about who I am. It's about the Spirit of God in me. How much of my spirit masturbate? So, come on, glory to Jesus. And then you now get to you. Right now, the killer one will now bring people like that. They are crying for. A lot of people now need to say. devil just goes to his sleep. I say, people, 100%, he has to go in. At that time, he just needs to go that way. He just needs to go in. At that time, he has to go awful. He just. He God by his own intervention. Now, he brings somebody into, and then he stresses that person because of the children that have come. So it's that all these things, masturbation, don't lie, it's not because you are being given rules. It's because there is something the devil is going for. There is something he's going for. And you can't afford to give it to him because if you give it to him, it's death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's death. So this essence is one of the things I'm talking about. They make your prayer potent. They give potency, power to your prayers. You can't validate sin and then you come to God and people are you hearing. He will point you to you first. Not because it's condemning you,
yeah,
but it's showing you there is opportunity to actually be free from this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God, you have to do Philippians 4 verse 8. Philippians 4 verse 8 talks well here about the kind of things you think about. The kind of things you think. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, are just, are pure. By the time you check anything, masturbation, is it pure? Is it noble? In fact, when I was young, the rule of thumb I used to use was this. And anything I can't come and give as testimony in church. I said, praise God, people, the glory of God, I did this and this and this. I tried to believe. If you have to hide it, something's wrong. If you have to hide it at all, something's wrong. If you're in a relationship and you're hiding it, something's wrong. That's why you're hiding it. Is that not why you're hiding it? Right? Yes. So because if it is legit, you won't hide it. The moment you're hiding something from people, not like I didn't survive for them. There's something wrong somewhere. That's big. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's be jump. Let's go to how do we pray? We both pray. Let's go ahead and let's pray the news together for that. Just say, let's go to the body parts of this word that you have. That your body, your soul, and your spirit will enjoy such cleanliness in the name of Jesus. There is purity in you. There is purity in you. Body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. His grace makes it available. His grace makes it available. Yes, there's grace for no. There's grace for no. There's grace to say no and stand by your no. There's grace to say no and stand by your no. There's grace to run away from influences. There's grace to run away from external influences. Those friendly influences. Those negative friendly influences. There is strength. There is strength. There is strength. Oh, Padabalabash. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Someone here. Now, the thing that you need to watch is this desire to be like some people on the social media. And the word I have applied is TikTok. God is catching you. See, you don't have to. What's this in the man? It is a book or something. You don't have to. What is it? Everybody. Don't help your children.
Amen.
See, you need to realize that you are living from your higher plane. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are living from your higher plane. So you can't afford to live like a dead person. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday. And one of the questions was, why do you think you don't marry Muslims? Of course, because you have like two or three Muslims can help you. I said it and down to be the same thing. Because you're all Christians there. The point, the simple answer was, why would a living person want to marry a dead person? Because if you believe, really, that when you give your life to Christ, you're transferred from death to life. Then that means that you are trying to join yourself to the person. because they are going to have to get to that place. And same way with this TikTok thing. Any trend they will do with regard for camera, what will they do? They must give you work. So if you are enjoying going devil's kingdom, they are telling you,
correct.
Said,
She went to the club. Ah, went to the club. Why can't you get it? My friend said, I went to the club, I went to the club. I didn't get it, I was bored there, he would say. But you went, lost. There was a desire to see what's like in the club. The next time you go and they play more better music, and I am not bored, and you have friends, you say, ah, she get one now. Ah, this time was exciting. It took me to that club I went to that time. So it was exciting. They go to another one. And another one. So I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost. And I say, Lord, expose myself to myself. Expose me to myself, Lord. Help me see, help me see. The lingering loss in my heart. The lingering loss in my heart. The emotion. Do you hear the word of God? The lingering loss in my heart. 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 Sometimes for you is why is those guys of Shabia with me on here and bigger. And you wish I'm running like that too. Like I'm running like this too. Like I'm running like this too. If I have a rose, you have it. Leave my rules and
before it comes. So I want us to pray here.
Lord, expose me to myself. Whatever lingering loss I have, loss for money, loss for fame, loss for beauty, loss for fame, whatever it is, whatever loss that I'm in my heart, that you expose me to myself. By the Holy Spirit, expose me to myself and show me how to step away. I begin to walk away from this loss. I walk away from this loss. I walk away from this loss. In the mighty name of Jesus, let go.
Technologies, and I'll tell you just one thing. Even the people
that are building the apps that we all use. Most of them, they show their children how to use cheap smartphones. Just to give you a clue. Most of them, maybe later, maybe, we don't have time, I can't even say maybe, let me share what documentary with you are watching. But if you stumble on it, there's a particular documentary. Everyone that has walked on Instagram, I can tell you the evil behind TikTok itself, both physically and spiritually. I can tell you from the physical, as I know, I spoke about it from a spiritual point. Even from a physical point, TikTok is wrong. Everything about TikTok is wrong from a physical. If you know what China is, a massive, you use information. You know what they say? They say May dog, April dog, July dog. 10 years from now, machines will be able to predict your moves more than you can predict your moves. There are things that are called machines that are being trained. For example, if they take your browser history, some of them will tell you whether you will be hell or not. They will tell you how many times you will lapse after you pay. They will tell you that this one is a 5-5 day reset. So see, some of them, God doesn't even need to, God doesn't even need to, it does give you the data model of the browser. Then they say some of you need to, you need to check your browser history. See, that's smartphone. See, when the Bible says, don't be ignorant, it's saying that identify the devices of the devil. Identify. Say that this one, I know you have. See, it's not only when you take your phone and say, Father, I dedicate this phone. In the name of the Father, no evil will come out from this phone and to this phone. It's not, see, I learned that from my own dad. Even though the reason they were doing that was, they would take me, they buy me, you say, Father, with the best, you know, Father, you know, it should not blow. I started taking my own device. This tablet is for you. It will only be used for messages. It will only be used for educational resources. It will not be used to indulge in sin. Because it can, it's like nuclear bomb, but like a puppy. Can these two, you can stresslessly record your notes. With this one that you are able to do evening and morning devotion, somebody is making $1.5 million on OnlyFans. So don't be ignorant though. See, don't be naive. You know, I said that some weeks back. Don't be naive. So that when you hear people talk about it, hey, so this one. $1.5 million. Oh, they know that. No, don't be naive. Don't be naive at all. This phone, you can have fans that are not your fans. You can have 1 million followers that they don't connect with your guesting. You've heard that people committed suicide because they lost their followership or followers, or maybe they blocked them or so it's, you have to be, particularly if you know your destiny is social media, enterprise, digital marketing. See, they must make you clear before you go there. Else, I can't guarantee your return. Me, I can't, there's no scripture I can back your return. If you're not made, if you're not told the truth, your coming back is very unsure. This is the most dangerous way. That it, see, they say, what has been invented? No, it was made that came together and said that let's improve the telecommunication, blah, 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 click, and heaven and hell will also be in a course. Which will win this game. And out of every invention, this device, and you keep getting smarter. You keep getting smarter. Before, I told you that was an next one. To buy a pornography CD then,
You have to go away from the streets. You now go to one street, they don't know you. You now be watching again. You don't know how this matter is here. Let me tell you, I've gone to their plaza from Kyoto. Do you know the same thing in the Baja Kyoto? You can go to my head from Kyoto or Wamoto. You know where you're going to go? You know where you're going to go? Now, we don't need to stress. Somebody can just appreciate the boss. Oh, there's a boy in this car. Listen. I can see at times I've dropped and entered bus going back. But the lifespan of turning from evil is reducing. You know, before you say you enter car from car, you enter bike. You see, very soon you enter what we call the augmented reality. You see, you will tell that boy that cannot come to your house. You tell him, meet me in the metaverse. That's set today. I'm already doing what will be possible soon. I'm not telling anyone that's not started. When you make you believe in a lot of possibilities, because the heart of the man is desperately wicked. Listen, I made this phone. You know that we use it for pornography. I mean, I did it for the person that made it for sale. He said if he knew that AK-47 would be the reason for wars, he would have invented it. He just said, let me just invent as a scientist that I am. But no, his weapon is, they've invented more guns from just now, in the US now, every day, mass shooting, AR this one, automatic rifle. And so you have to be, don't be naive, please. Get a Python for you, need to say, God, they're giving you this. Oh, God, which country is it going to do? Because you're saying, they didn't buy one for meal, they didn't buy one for meal. See, your deliverance is being kept. But some of you don't get this one. That really smart person. Every other thing is an assassinated attendant. You don't need this mask. You may think you do. You don't. To be fair, your opportunity to indulge in sin is not as low as guy opportunities. They said time opportunity. Wait, they say somebody is trending. And people are very callous. People are very, very, very callous. And so if you're thinking, I can go to where I want to go to where. Have you heard of social engineering before? You think all these things are terminologies that are diseases. They can bring out tendencies you've never seen in your life before. So we can be chasing Kelly. Now, if you laugh, that would be wonder if you know this game. That's one, another apostle of darkness that trained in this game. See, guys, I'm begging you. Me, maybe because I am preached. Me, I'm begging by the mercies of God. This thing. See, some of you, man, you might even say that you will not have data more than 100. Because when you have 1 terabyte, you don't know what you're doing. 1 terabyte of phone. Yes. Or 1 terabyte of data. Wow. You have wait. I've not downloaded this movie before. I've not downloaded this movie before. Torrent, I need to download. See, before you download the 10th movie, one of the movies you wrote 10 has missing. And see, is the world we live in now. You can't say, no, but you're seeing it, I'll just keep. is the world, and that's why we need to get in the team. The only when we are working to those spaces, where we get busy, we find it. But for now, yes, it they are more than us. They are more than us. If you watch film or that movie, then you are slept. But you just seriously watch. If you can't, they are targeting us. You know what they are doing. Before you know it, now you have to get virus. You know what I mean? How can you know that? More repetitive. I've told you. This is not your village, which is your village that I'm doing again. This is what the call for. Don't get it. This is it. Let me interpret in English. The insect that is eating the vegetable is inside the vegetable. Or, interpreted, what we have is closer to you than you can imagine. Actually, this one, I'm just helping you make it public. You have to know that there's something beside me that is waking up every morning that if I don't believe it, it will go away. Let's have the pastor today. I think also this is something.
Singing. And I think the same thing should be prayer too. Because can you say to prayer too? So you are going through issues of envy. You get when you enter your prayer room, you don't have to enter spontaneously. You understand? And just say, I just hope that, you know, just you can enter precisely. And go attack the envy. That envy is the reason why your fire is dying. It's the reason why you don't pray at all for Jesus. It's the reason why you don't come to at all for Jesus. That's why you're coming late. That's why you are. And you think you cannot enter your prayer room. You enter attacking envy. Enter attacking lust. Yes. You know, I watch fighting. You know, I like boxing. I like, well, I'm going to UFC. This is Nigerian guy, UFC. You know, this one here. It's a very amazing fighter. Nigerian. You know, it's like, it doesn't want Nigeria. I mean, international. The great guy. This match that he won. And then they got the guy. So he's a kickboxer. The guy is a kickboxer. And in that fight, all he was doing, you know, saw them fighting, all he was doing is that he would just kick the guy. The kickboxer, he would just kick the guy. This place beside the knee. This joint. That's what he was doing. First round, kicking them. Second round, that's all he would just do. And I would be hitting him there. I think by the third, fourth round, the other guys who was doing that, he couldn't walk again. And that's what I mean by routine. Because, so enter your prayer room, have your prayer points, have your scriptures. If you're battling fear, take your scriptures to your prayer room. The Lord has not given you the spirit of fear. You know, I think it's now we don't do it. I think the church used to do it hundreds of years ago. Routine prayers. You get routine prayers. Go to your prayer room and say, the Lord has given me the spirit of fear, or power, love, and a sound mind. If it's 12 times of sins every morning, say it 12 times every morning. And before you say 12 times, you get confessions. They are very powerful in prayer. That's like what Israel did. Hits the enemy at that point. You will break his back, trust me. And you will put that thing with the word of God. You get it? So that's what I wanted to do. So if it's fear that you're battling with, enter, take out fear. Don't let fear still be there. You will now ignore it. And then you just want to enter the prayer and just, when that fear is still, when that root is still there, you get to take out that root. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It's not just to be removing the
tested our hopes, and you have searched us in the inward parts of our hearts, so that we can